Talk Live, you can dial in toll-free. Bring up anything you want. 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that await you there. Freetalklive.com, the site is free, unlike a lot of those other talk show websites. So go on over there, get interactive, enjoy it. Freetalklive.com. You can actually create the content of the site, vote on stuff, vote it up, vote it down. Most voted up makes it to the front page and the top of the site. Freetalklive.com. For those of you just tuning in, we have been talking about matters focused kind of generally on prohibition. We ended up talking about medical cannabis, cannabis legalization. Then I ended up talking about charity and how it is that some people don't really believe in their fellow man, and they believe that they must be stolen from in order to help people. And that's kind of where we left off. But, of course, you can bring up anything that you want at 855-453. So let's go to the phones and the fun. Doug, waiting, listening in Myrtle Beach to WRNN in South Carolina. Hey, Doug.
Hi, how are you?
Super. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, the marijuana issue. I'm 61 years old. I'm retired. I used to be a railroad engineer, and I've been on a disability pension now for 10 years. Without going into the details, I had a medical thing 10 years ago, almost died, was in a coma for 100 days. And,
wow.
And made it out, and as soon as I got home from the hospital, first thing I did was get some weed. And, of course, I had all the pain pills I wanted. The doctors would give me whatever I wanted.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, long story short, it gives me relief. I was having trouble eating with my appetite. Was anxious. I was depressed. My wife had divorced me. Mm-hmm. I cannot tell you all the things that it helped me with. It gives me relief even now. I went to the doctor last week and got some Percocets, oxycodones, and I use them because I have some bad pain at night. But I can take two or three puffs and get instant relief.
It's incredible.
You know, and a lot of people out there that are against medical marijuana just...
Yeah. Who are those people?
They're out there. They're, believe me, I mean, you know, 40% of the population's against it. And I don't know what... I mean, I guess at one point I probably thought, oh, even though I was, I'd smoked pot, I just thought, oh, yeah, those people are lying. I mean, pot's just stoned with. That's what I thought.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I started smoking in 1969. Okay, so, I mean, that was a big year. When the railroad started drug testing, of course, we all had to quit. But let me tell you, I have seen more problems, way more problems on the railroad with alcoholism and drinking.
Sure.
Than I ever did with people smoking a little weed.
Marijuana laws lead to this, too, because people that would otherwise smoke some weed, which is, you know, relatively non-addictive, certainly compared to alcohol, end up altering their consciousness, because people are going to alter their consciousness. Animals alter their consciousness. It is just natural to do. And, they'll use alcohol instead and end up as alcoholics.
Yeah, and... I can function. I guess I've been doing it so long. I can function. I can smoke some in the morning with my coffee. I can read. I can get out and go to the store.
And so you've been doing this for a while. How many years have you been self-medicating in this way?
Well, since 69, and like I said, I probably quit in...
But using it for medical purposes since 69?
Oh, no, of course not. I was doing it, but you know what?
I mean, for medical purposes. How long have you been doing it for medical purposes?
Oh, 15 years.
Now, I think it's important to point out, you haven't built a tolerance up. Like, you're saying it's still just a few puffs and you get the relief you're looking for.
I do. Now, you smoke a lot. It will, after a while, it doesn't do anything for you. So the worst thing that can happen is you eat too much or you go to sleep. You know.
Doug, thanks for sharing your story tonight. I really appreciate hearing from you, and I'm glad that it's working for you. And, of course, you're not the only one. Thanks for the call at 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And you'll have to wonder, who are those people that don't support medical marijuana, besides the police and the prosecutors? who
the people that make money from going after marijuana users.
Who can listen to someone like Doug, who, you know, he's putting it out there that he has these issues. This helps him. He doesn't have to. It doesn't take him a lot, and it makes a big difference.
Well, I gotta say,
who can listen to him and say you're a liar
when somebody says that they've smoked since '69 and then says now they use it for medical purposes? It sounds like somebody who doesn't believe that marijuana can be used for a medical purpose, who has not spent any time, who has an opinion that is backed by no facts whatsoever, who has spent no time researching the subjects as to whether or not marijuana can, you know, help people from a medical standpoint. But it sounds like, oh well, yeah, this guy. Just saying it's for medical purposes. I mean, you wouldn't go out on the limb and say nobody in California has a medical dispensation to smoke pot that actually is just faking it, would you?
I don't really care.
I don't either.
But my point being,
I think you should be able to drink bleach if that's what you think is the right thing to do.
But he's coming out and telling his story about this. He doesn't have to do that.
No.
If he's just a recreational user, he can use it just like he's been using it recreationally for the past 40 years.
Yeah, but a recreational user would want to see it legalized just like a medical marijuana patient would want to see it legalized.
Sure they would. That's true. But why bother going out on that limb? Because it helps him. Because it makes a difference. I mean, there's no bunk here. Let's continue. And if you do think that medical marijuana is a bad idea, please, I would love to hear your rationale for it at 855-450-FREE. That's the toll-free number here. Let's talk to David listening in Chesapeake, Virginia, to WNIS in Norfolk. David, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, a big fan of your show. Listen, I just wanted to make a point about, you know, the pharmaceutical companies, they make billions of dollars on, are you there?
Right here,
yeah.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry. They make billions of dollars selling products to make you not want to eat, you know, for dietary purposes and, you know, for people that's overweight and whatnot. But I had a friend of mine, he was a cancer patient, he was terminally ill, and he lost his appetite. So he never smoked marijuana before, and I talked him into smoking some, and guess what happened?
He lost his appetite? Yeah, he got his appetite back, sure.
He got his appetite back, which kept him alive, essentially, because you got to eat. You got to nourish your body to stay alive.
Yep. Nothing is as effective for this particular thing as marijuana. Marijuana is really good at taking people who have nausea problems, who have very difficult times eating, and helping them with that issue.
Yeah, and what bothers me, though, is that we all know that the FDA the government controls the pharmaceutical companies. But there's billions of dollars to be made. So why are they having such a problem with making marijuana legal for either for recreational or medical purposes?
I think that that's a great question. And look at the way the system is set up. You've got you mentioned the FDA. So the FDA controls the pharmaceutical companies, but also the pharmaceutical companies control the FDA in that the pharmaceutical companies capture seats on the FDA board, and so therefore it's this really incestuous relationship between the two entities. And what you end up happening is, you know, combining the FDA and their protection racket, which is all that they really are. They protect these big companies from competition in the marketplace, protect them from competition by natural remedies like marijuana or the other stuff that's available in the market, because the FDA doesn't allow natural remedies to be marketed in the same way that the official kind of allopathic medicine remedies are marketed. You combine that with patents and intellectual property, and you get a really dangerous situation where essentially, if marijuana were legalized, it's dangerous to the pharmaceutical companies in that their bottom line is threatened. Sure, yeah. they could manufacture their own version of marijuana, but so can anyone else with the seeds and some dirt to plant them in. And so therefore, they want to protect themselves from any Joe Schmo who can throw seeds out in the backyard or put them in a planter bed and spring up weed.
The FDA would, it costs hundreds of millions of dollars to get something through the FDA. And, the fact is you can't get anything that isn't patented through because it's just not cost effective. So the FDA basically says you will not have anything that's not patented as a remedy.
David, thanks for the call, man. Appreciate it. 855-450-FREE. That's the toll-free number, 1-855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live, where your calls come up.
Imagine you're on trial. The charge against you, violating one of the hundreds of laws Congress passes each year. You rise in your defense and say, "Your Honor, I didn't know about this law." How will the judge respond? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org, and I think you know the answer. The judge will reply, ignorance of the law is no excuse. So what's the excuse for your representatives in Congress? Their ignorance is even worse. They don't even read many of the laws they pass. At DownsizeDC.org, we're proposing a simple but powerful idea, the Read the Bills Act, to force Congress to read the laws they pass. Why? Because we believe the federal government is way too big. We want to slow the politicians down. We want to reduce the size and power of the federal government, and we want them to sweat the details just like you do. Check out DownsizeDC.org because ignorance is no excuse, even for a congressman.
Hi, this is Peter Kronschnabel from Midas Resources. As you know, the federal government spending is at an all-time high, and inflation will be a direct result of the spending policy. European government and central bank spending policies have put the European Union on the brink of collapse. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? Are your assets working for you or against you? One thing is certain. Having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens to our economy or the dollar, your investment will never be worthless. And it will protect you from that hidden tax, inflation. If you've been thinking about investing in physical possession of precious metals or having an IRA in precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kronschnabel, at 800-686-2237, extension 108. And I'll take the time to personally put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call Peter at 800-686-2237, extension 108.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I had very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
How would you like to save over $100 on your gardening seeds this year? You can at GetSeeds.net. GetSeeds offers 100% open pollinated, heirloom non-hybrid, GMO-free premium vegetable seeds. On sale now for only $59 for 100 packets. Your 100 packets will include a variety of vegetable seeds, common herb seeds, and garden variety fruits. You can even collect your seeds from the plants you grow so you don't have to purchase more seeds year to year. Go to GetSeeds.net for a chance to buy your seeds at 300%+ below online retailers' prices. Save money and get non-hybrid, heirloom, GMO-free premium growing seeds at GetSeeds.net. GetSeeds.net or call us at 877-341-GROW. That's 877-341-4769. GetSeeds.net.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Bring up anything you want. Live Saturday edition of the show. Toll free number 855-453. That's 1-855-450-3733. It's brought to you by SACL CAI. And joining you tonight is Ian
and Mark.
Inviting you to our website, freetalklive.com. We've got a webcam. You can watch, listen, and interact with other Free Talk Live listeners. Our chat room is built into the same page as the cam, so you can go and do all that stuff. All for free at cam.freetalklive.com. That's cam.freetalklive.com.
You can't listen to talk radio or, you know, even some of the news channels, the 24-hour news channels out there without hearing about gold. buying gold. And there are lots of reasons to buy gold, whether you want it as a hedge against inflation or as an investment because you believe it's going to go up. I certainly do, in the relatively near future. Or as a barter currency in case things go south. Or as a barter currency to somehow step outside of the Federal Reserve's monetary note system that exists. We've teamed up with Midas Resources to bring you some of the best rates on gold and silver out there. You can go to gold.freetalklive.com. You can see the coins that we have available and pieces that we have available right there online, prices available, you know, for you to look at gold.freetalklive.com. Before you buy anywhere, you should go to gold.freetalklive.com and just check out the rates. And when you do buy at gold.freetalklive.com, you help Free Talk Live. It's gold.freetalklive.com.
All right, we continue here with you and your thoughts. Let's go to Dan listening to WNMT in northern Minnesota in Grand Rapids, Minnesota. Dan, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, gentlemen, how are you doing tonight?
What's on your mind, Dan?
I'm just talking about the marijuana issue.
Go ahead.
I was went into work this morning, and my knees were killing me. Of course, I don't smoke pot before I go to work. But when I got home, I took a cup of puffs, and guess what?
Took care of it?
They weren't killing you.
No more pain.
Incredible.
Yeah. So I think it should be legalized. It already is.
Is it there in Minnesota at all?
Are you kidding me? Up here in this state? Oh, my God. It's a Democratic state. Everyone thinks pot's the evil drug of all.
Democratic states believe that, I mean, I would say that probably medical marijuana is more likely
more
in a state that was blue as opposed to red. Would just be
not
a guess.
Up here, though, you guys. Up here,
okay.
It's total.
You live there. I'm not going to propose to know, what it's like where you are. I'm just saying.
When I grew up as a kid, the funny thing about it is when I grew up as a kid, you'd smoke pot, you know. At high school, you'd be fine with it. I even got busted at high school, but I still got off because I admitted my guilt, so the principal let me off. But I always think about Bill Clinton saying I didn't inhale. Well, if you're smoking pot and your friends tell you, what do they tell you to do when you're growing up? Inhale the stuff.
Yeah, well, I mean,
come on,
yeah.
Really?
He didn't inhale.
Could anyone
you
believe
look
that?
At him and you go, you're dark, you got to inhale the stuff and hold it in for about 10 seconds and you blow it out, you'll be okay.
No doubt. Thanks for sharing your story tonight, man. I appreciate hearing from you at 855-450-FREAK. Did anyone believe that claim that he didn't inhale? Did anyone really fall for that?
I think that
some
people might believe it. I mean, somebody in the world has smoked marijuana one time and just put it into their mouth in order to look cool for their friends.
Yeah, that's probably
true. But that person was not William Clinton. Okay.
Right. Let's continue here.
He smoked it like a choo-choo more than once. You could believe it.
Let's go to Jim listening in Abilene, Texas, KFNA FM. Jim, you're on Free Talk Live.
How you doing, guys?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
I just want to let people know that initially I used to have a bad impression, I guess maybe being grown up, like drugs are bad and all that kind of stuff. My father was terminally ill from basically 1998. He passed away last year. With all of the medicines.
Oh, no. Jim, we're losing your cell. Hang on, Jim. I'm putting you on hold here. We're going to come back to you here in a moment. Let's try Peter, and maybe he'll get in a better cell. Peter is in Madison, listening to the Mike 921 WXXN. Peter, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi. Hey, guys. I just wanted to tell everyone out there to Google Run from the Cure, the Rick Simpson story.
What's that?
And, just do kind of your own research. What he was doing up in Canada is it's really great that people can get pain relief from marijuana, but you boil it down and use the hemp oil, and I think what he says is that it's actually more of a cure than it is just a pain reliever.
What is he saying it has cured?
Well, I think some cancers and other chronic diseases, a lot of different things.
Interesting. You know that there has been at least one scientific study that I can think of that shows that it does seem to have some sort of cancer, THC that is, the cannabinoids, do seem to have some sort of cancer-fighting properties.
I recall two studies.
Two studies? Yeah, okay.
Absolutely. I'd recommend people look into that.
And hemp, documentary. Hemp is a powerful, powerful.
Google MMS as well. Jim Humble MMS. I think that's another way we can take healthcare into our own hands.
Give me the name of the first the documentary again.
I believe it's Run from the Cure, the Rick Simpson story. Simpson,
run from the cure. As in, like, run away from the medical establishment's cure? Is that where that comes from?
Well, run from the cure. Like, if there's cures, you know, people keep finding cures. Like, how many times do we have to cure cancer, right?
See where you're coming from.
You know?
Now, what's the other thing you were talking about, MMS? What's that?
MMS and Google Jim Humble. MMS, it's now called Master Mineral Solution. Essentially what it is chlorine dioxide, which is used in municipal water systems to, you know, treat the water. But it's an oxidizer, so it'll kill pathogens. It's used in for like food handling, like vegetables and chicken. You know, it's already approved for all that. It's just it's never been used to ingest into the body. But that's kind of what he's doing, you know, in the right, you know, doses and everything. And, you know, you have to learn more about how this chlorine dioxide.
Yeah, I'm going to have to look. I look strongly into any kind of cleanser.
Yeah, any kind of chlorine you want me to put in my body, yeah, I'm definitely going to do my due diligence on.
Yeah, and what was I going to say? Well, I've been testing that on myself, for years. And, just look on YouTube, all sorts of people. You know, when you have a terminal disease, I'm sure you're willing to do a little bit more.
You are willing to try anything, that is for sure.
We're just using the chlorine dioxide solution and, and people taking it, they've been doing it all, you know, it just doesn't get much in the United States. People are more, you know, they don't do it at the doctor's office as much, but like, you know, you go to, he's in the Dominican Republic now, and in Africa, he was malaria.
There certainly are some interesting alternative therapies out there, and it's sad that the promoters of the alternative therapies can't market their products in the same way that the officially sanctioned cures can be.
It was discovered from stabilized oxygen. So like 80 years ago, you'd take your stabilized oxygen out into the jungle, and you'd just put that in your water and wait 24 hours, and then you had portable drinking water. But now you kind of make the process go faster and realizing that chlorine dioxide is what really does the killing of the pathogens. And so you activate it with a citric acid. You know,
interesting, Peter.
Speed up
thank you. Thank you for the call and the thoughts tonight. I appreciate it. 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free.
Right, and I think that the biggest side effect, the worst side effect of the war on marijuana is the outlawing of hemp. I mean, this product that was used for many, many years that can feed you and clothe you, and, I mean, they actually are making building products out of it. Don't forget the rope that's, and all the things that you can make with hemp, and this incredible product, and it's outlawed. It's essentially in the United States, and it's all
even
because
you can't get high off
that bad pot. It looks like pot, and it's ludicrous. I mean, it's absolute insane jingoism.
There's more coming up here. Plenty of time for you and your thoughts. 855-453 is the toll-free number. This is the live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live.
Have you ever seen a U.S. postage stamp featuring Abraham Lincoln, Ben Franklin, or George Washington? If you're into stamp collecting, you know it's a fun, affordable hobby. America's leading stamp dealer is the Mystic Stamp Company, and they want you to have their free 140-page color catalog. Go to mysticstampad.com, the website of the Mystic Stamp Company, serving stamp collectors since 1923. Mystic Stamp is well known in the industry for its experience, superior customer service, and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Go to mysticstampad.com to request your free 140-page U.S. stamp color catalog packed with collecting tips, special offers, color photos, and over 4,600 available stamps. Call 800-433-7811 or go to mysticstampad.com. That's 800-433-7811 and ask for your free U.S. stamp catalog or mysticstampad.com. Mystic Stamp Company, America's leading stamp dealer.
What is the most abundant resource on Earth? Water. It's essential for sustaining life, but it's not always the most available. When disaster strikes, water quickly vanishes from store shelves, like it did during 9/11, Katrina, Japan, and in Joplin. 3 days without water and your body begins to shut down. Don't risk being without an abundant supply of water when the next disaster hits. Get a FlowJack hand well pump. The affordable FlowJack drops right into almost any well and is easy to install without having to remove the existing pump, giving you immediate access to plenty of cool, clean water. You could risk your family's health on a limited supply of stored water, or you could be prepared with the reliable, affordable FlowJack backup hand pump kit delivered to your door for only $3.99 complete. See how it works at flowjack.com, spelled FLOJAK.com. Be sure to spell FLOJAK.com or call 855-4-FLOJACK. That's 855-435-6525. Proudly made in America. FlowJack hand well pumps. Peace of mind in a box.
In the past, I've taken a lot of different vitamins, some through health food stores, some that friends recommend.
Colleen talking about her experience with Super C Veg.
And with the Super C Veg, I was seeing a lot better results.
Super C Veg with Vita D and C-Cal is the most powerful dietary food supplement in the world today, and nothing else comes close.
Super C Veg is a whole food that makes me feel good.
Think of Super C Veg as the un-vitamin.
I have taken other things, and they just didn't work. This seems to work for me.
And Super C Veg comes with a 90-day money-back guarantee.
Store-bought vitamins do not have the supplement and the full, whole feeling I have from Super C Veg.
Get 15% off your first purchase on our website, SuperCVeg.com. That's Super, S-E-A-V-E-G.com. At checkout, enter coupon code UNVITAMIN. Or place your order at 866-C-VEG. That's 866-732-8344. Eating Super C Veg daily is eating right. That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to FakeTV.com. Or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95, so get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to FakeTV.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want. All you have to do, dial in toll-free to 855-450-FREE. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. And you can join us online as well over at freetalklive.com. If you have a smartphone, you can visit us over at m.freetalklive.com, m as in mobile, .freetalklive.com. That's where you'll find quick links to our live streams and various different streaming bit rates, as well as our podcast, all there for you, free at m.freetalklive.com.
You mentioned that the phone lines are sponsored by SACL CAI, and SACL CAI is a company that handles accounts receivable. They do it in a way that, probably isn't the stereotypical way that people do collections. They know that you not only do you need to collect your money from your customers, but you need to keep your clients, too. They know that the task of collections and accounts receivable in general is vexing and arduous, and that you didn't get into your business in order to do it. You got into your business in order to do what you were passionate about, whether it's, you know, plumbing or house building or doctor's office or, you know, bank or whatever it is. SACL CAI can handle that accounts receivable, those accounts receivable for you, and they can do it in a manner that's respectful for your clients. You can see their banner at freetalklive.com. It's the top one on the right-hand side of the page. They're big supporters of liberty over at SACL CAI. It's SACL CAI.
You know, we didn't come to the show tonight with any preparation on the issue of marijuana. There wasn't any news about it, but somebody called in right out the gate and brought it up, and it's dominated the show. I mean, I'm glad.
That's how it works.
Right. I'm glad I'm not the only one who feels strongly about this issue. It is a huge issue. If you just talk to people about this, you know, the war on drugs, and also, as you pointed out, Mark, it is mostly a war on marijuana, which, of course, it's a war on our friends and a war on our family members and a war on our coworkers and our neighbors and our loved ones. No wonder people are so concerned about it, because the longer this war goes on, the more lives it touches. And I don't mean in a good way. The more lives it destroys, mm-hmm. the more lives it ruins, the more lives it, you know, the people lose their jobs because they get arrested for marijuana. They, you know, they get saddled with a criminal record, which makes it more difficult to get a job on into the future. Take them into a jail where they're around other criminals, so they might be more likely to become criminalized.
It can affect their, their being able to live with their children. It can affect them going to college. It can affect, it can affect. Of course, it costs money. The government wants, hundreds of dollars from you when they catch you with the bad plant, and that most people that are dealing with that can't afford that.
Nope. So let's continue with you and your thoughts. Of course, you can bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live. So let's go to James, listening to WNIS out in Virginia Beach. James, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hey, what's on your mind?
I just wanted to kind of give a little bit of an update about, the medical use of marijuana. I do a little trading, stock trading. There's a penny stock out there. I think the company is called Cannabis Pharmaceutical. Its ticker symbol is CBIS, but they're seeking FDA approval for some of their products. So seems that there is some light at the end of the tunnel, and I just want to make your listeners aware of it.
Oh, I'm glad to see that somebody is. I think they're going to have a difficult time getting through the FDA process, which is, it has been set up and created by these big pharmaceutical companies that want to put huge hurdles in front of anybody. I mean, vitamin C, which most people would claim is good for you, you can't make any claims that it's in any way healthy. I mean, you can't say anything about orange juice being good for you because the FDA won't let you.
I had heard of this organization, Cannabis Science. I went to their website, CannabisScience.com. Richard Cowan is the director and the chief financial officer. Cowan is a former CEO of the National Organization for the Reform of Marijuana Laws, and for the last 10 years has published MarijuanaNews.com. So there are definitely some big names in the legalization movement that are behind this particular company. And I wish them the best, and I hope they can get that approval and move ahead with whatever treatments. But obviously, even if they do succeed, we still need to have the laws rolled back and have total decriminalization so people can grow this plant without fear of being put in a cage. They can medicate themselves in whatever way they think is best, whether it's with one of these new potential products or with just the old-fashioned smoking a joint. That people should be able to make these choices for themselves, as I'm sure you agree.
Oh yeah. And from my understanding, going over the company background, it's just not pain. They're doing like creams and other sorts of products that show beneficial uses also. So I think society is kind of in the dark as far as all the uses that it can, we can benefit from it.
Oh, absolutely. We've probably only scratched the surface because the DEA refuses to allow most scientific studies to go on. There have been a few that, for whatever reason, have been approved over the years, but
and
not
they
very
have
many.
In other countries, too.
Yep. James, thanks for the call, man. I appreciate it. 855-450-FREE, the toll-free number. Still waiting to hear from someone who thinks medical cannabis is a terrible idea. We can't have that. The children! Or whatever it is you'll say. Like, what are your reasons? What is your rationale for opposing the freedom to self-medicate? 1-855-450-FREE. As we continue, we'll go to Randy, listening in New Brunswick to XM Satellite Radio's Extreme Talk. Hey, Randy.
Hey, gentlemen.
Hey, what's on your mind?
Well, I was wondering if you folks had ever seen the independent film about the Indians up on the reservation, on the Rosebud Reservation, that since they can't grow anything else on that land, the bottom fell out of the horse market. Not much else that they can do for themselves. They decided to grow some industrial grade hemp to sell for hemp oil.
Now, where is this? Where is this?
The Rosebud Reservation up there on in North Dakota.
Yeah, I knew that North Dakota had something to do with industrial hemp at one point or another, and relatively recently, and, I certainly support them in it.
What has happened to them? I mean, obviously, growing hemp is not supposed to be legal, but since they're on an Indian reservation, how's that gone for them?
Not well, apparently.
Oh, boy.
They searched around, and they found some actual USDA hemp seed sealed in 25-gallon can from the 40s, back when it was legal, and the government was actually promoting people to grow hemp because they needed it for the war effort.
Sure.
World War II.
It was a very patriotic thing to do at the time.
Absolutely. And so they found some of these seeds. They went out, they tilled, they planted, and they waited. And they only planted about 5 acres, and it comes up. And, of course, it gets, and they were testing it every week. They tested it to make sure that it was industrial grade hemp that had no THC content whatsoever, and had all the documentation from the laboratories to prove this. The the drug czars decided to raid them when the, of course, when the plants are fully grown, ready to harvest.
Yeah.
They come out, you know, the typical thing, the jackboots, the guns, hold everybody, mama gets down on the floor, and arrest the men, and went out and tore
up all
the
their
plants.
Kids a little taste of what their ancestors had to deal with the white man, you know, 100-plus years ago.
Absolutely. And the documentary's a fascinating little documentary, and I understand the fight is still going on.
I believe it.
We actually import industrial-grade hemp oil and hemp fiber from Canada.
Right. Well, the products, as I understand it, I'm a lawyer, but the products are legal to sell. Hemp products you can sell in the U.S. You just can't make them. You
it
can't
looks
grow
too much
hemp.
Like weed.
Yeah. So, yeah, hey, yeah. What's the name of the documentary one more time? Do you know?
You know, I'm not sure what the documentary is. You can look it up on the American Indian site there's a whole list of them there.
What should people look for? What's Rosebud Reservation?
Rosebud Reservation.
Thanks for the heads up on that, Randy. I appreciate hearing from you tonight at 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Jim's in Abilene, Texas, listening to KFNA-FM. Jim, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, it's me again, guys. Sorry about that bad cell phone connection.
Oh, thanks, Jim. Very good, sir. Go ahead.
Just wanted to call back and say, initially, like, early in life, I was, like, I guess an idiot opponent of drugs and stuff, because you're always brought up thinking early on that drugs are bad and stuff like that.
Drugs are bad.
That's what they taught me. You know what, Jim? I'm going to ask you to hold again. We're going to bring you back here. You can stay in a good cell. 855-453 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. We'll see what Jim has to say here in a moment. Also, take your calls as well. Bring up whatever you want. 1-855-450-3733. Free Talk Live.
So you're a maker of something. Woodcrafts, fishing lures, glass designs, jewelry, purses, perfumes, goat's milk, soap. Whatever it is, you made it here in America. Now you're eager for people to buy your products right here locally, instead of buying competing products made on the other side of the world, right? Then you need to check out localmakers.com. Support America. Buy and sell locally at localmakers.com. Doesn't matter if you're a home-based business or a major manufacturer. Localmakers.com offers an easy way to connect with customers within your local community, as well as across the U.S., simply by entering a zip code. And there's no cost to join. So if you're a maker who needs buyers, go to localmakers.com and stock your products on one of our shelves. Localmakers.com, promoting, preserving, and supporting your neighbor's manufacturing businesses.
Available now, 4 new songs from Raja Mojo. Raja Mojo. That's R-A-J-A-M-O-J-O. Raja Mojo.
I am mad. Dirty ass. Takes away everything you can get. He's the most disappointing man.
And they call it democracy.
Raja Mojo.
Everybody knows the game is rigged. The poor stay poor, the rich stay rich.
4 new songs from Raja Mojo. Buy them today at Amazon, iTunes, Napster, and at a discount at CDBaby.com.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at zero debt in 90 days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. Or call now for free information, 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. We've got plenty of time for you and your thoughts here at 855-450-FREE. You can bring up anything. It doesn't have to be about prohibition or marijuana, medical pot. 855-450-3733. Plus, we can always talk about old Rick Santorum and his views on pornography, which are pretty scary. 855-450-FREE. Here tonight, it's Ian
and Mark
inviting you to our website at freetalklive.com. Enjoy our features we give to you. And if you like the show and want to help support Free Talk Live, you can become an amplifier. Go to amp.freetalklive.com. You can get signed up there for the Free Talk Live AMP program. And jump on board for $3 a month. Get perks like access to the AMP-only call-in lines, AMP-only podcast, forum, and more. And also know that that $3 a month isn't going to paychecks. It's going into the show. It is being invested to get Free Talk Live on more great radio stations around the country, bring more internet listeners on board, and expose new people to the ideas of freedom. So go to amp.freetalklive.com, get signed up with any major credit card through PayPal, or use Visa or MasterCard right on our website. Once again, that's amp.freetalklive.com. Please, if you can afford, you know, the $3 a month, price of cup of coffee or whatever, it makes a big difference for us. So once again, that's amp.freetalklive.com. If you can't, don't worry about it. Enjoy all the features on our website on the house. Jim is still listening to us in Abilene, Texas, to KFNA-FM. Jim, I wanted to make sure you had time to get your thoughts out, so go ahead.
Yeah, basically, like I said, grew up thinking like the whole thing we were taught as kids, drugs are bad and don't do drugs and stuff like that. My father became ill in 1998 as he progressed in his sickness. And then he got terminal cancer and stuff. He passed away last year. But out of all the medicines that the doctors could give him, nothing seemed to help. And one day, I don't know where he got it, but he had some marijuana. He smoked it. And he said that was the best thing that he had ever had as far as pain.
Aww. Now, so, had your father smoked marijuana that you know of previously?
No, he told me he had never smoked it before, but he was in so much pain that he was willing to try anything.
Who suggested it to him? You know?
So I don't know, like, at first I was kind of shocked. I was like, oh, man, this is my dad smoking pot.
Right. I mean, you know, if you believe what they said in the DARE class, which I think everybody, you know, did at some point or another, and, well, then dad's smoking marijuana, that's got to be really something.
How old were you when you first found out about dad using pot medicinally?
I was actually about 21.
Okay. Did he show you it? I mean, did he show you the process? Was that part of the discussion at all?
No, it actually just became one of the situations where
I kind of walked into the room one day accidentally, and I saw what was going on, and it just kind of stunned me. And
was he,
asked him,
did he seem like he'd been caught doing something?
No, actually, no.
Pretty nonchalant. Okay.
We had like a pretty good friendship, open relationship, father and son, I think.
So you weren't about to call the police on him then?
No, definitely no.
That's good.
And we sat down, and he told me, he said, "Hey, I've taken all the medicine that the doctor has given me, and this is the only thing that gives me relief."
Wow. That's an amazing story.
For like the longest time in my life, like I honestly thought, like, I was like, drugs are bad, kind of like stuff like that. But once I saw,
well,
like,
some drugs are bad. I mean,
yeah,
some drugs are pretty dangerous, but all drugs are not created equal. And that's one of the things that they teach you in the government school system, is that marijuana, they put it on the same level as heroin. When you're in the government school system, they treat it as though they're exactly the same, and nothing could be further from the truth.
And the same people that tell you this then go out and have a drink afterwards.
Yeah, for sure.
Exactly. They group all drugs together. And I will say this, like, prior to that, I'm thinking, like, all drugs are bad. And after seeing that he had a little bit of comfort from that before he passed away and stuff, I have no issue with it.
It's a beautiful story, Jim. Thanks for sharing that. Any other thoughts you want to share?
I just wish that people, hopefully they don't have to go through the same kind of situation to see that maybe it might help them. But, I mean, just the simple fact that, like you say, marijuana is one thing, but you can go to any grocery store or any convenience store and buy beer and go out and kill somebody drinking and driving.
Or kill yourself. Thank you for the call tonight, Jim. I appreciate hearing from you. You can poison yourself with alcohol. You can die from drinking too much alcohol.
Sure.
You can't die from smoking too much pot. You'll fall asleep. You're not going to die.
Nope. Not a lot of deaths attributed to marijuana.
Actually, we're probably talking about close to zero.
If you're talking about the taking of marijuana, certainly somebody has smoked pot, done something dumb, and died as a result.
That's a possibility. But people do dumb things all the time.
And
doesn't mean they wouldn't have done the dumb thing without
drank
the pot.
Alcohol, done something dumb, and died.
Yeah, for sure. But no one has ever died that I know of from an overdose of marijuana. Can't happen. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. We continue here with your calls and thoughts. Jesse is listening in Greenville, North Carolina, to XM Satellite Radio's Extreme Talk.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Jesse. What's on your mind tonight?
Hey. Look, I wanted to say I'm all for the legalization of marijuana. I say don't stop there, though. I say make it all legal.
Yes, but, sir. Absolutely.
With that, though, you know, I'm a staunch conservative, and I'm a diehard Republican. But I honestly believe the best way to fight the drug problem is just make it all legal. But with that, I also say, don't come back, you know, if you decide, you know, 5 years down the road that you wanted to shoot heroin for 5 years or whatever. Don't come back and say, well, now I need to, you know, I don't want to go the route of the Netherlands or Denmark or whatever and set up these clinics that are taxpayer funded. Try to help people get off of stuff. You know, if you make that decision,
I agree. You don't need to be funding anybody's heroin habit. That's for sure.
Right.
I'm with you there. And I think that if you do legalize drugs fully, then you'll see the price go down dramatically. You'll see the quality and the consistency go up. And so it could be the case that you could go and get a bottle of heroin just like you used to be able to in the turn of the 20th century. You walk into the pharmacy, get a whole bottle full of the stuff for, like, it would have been 10 cents then, but it might be, you know, a couple bucks or a few bucks today. I mean, it literally could be that cheap if it were mass-produced and available on the open market.
Right, right. I agree. And like I said, I just don't want it to come back and be a burden on the taxpayer, you know, where, you know, if you get to where you're so addicted on it and you can't do nothing with your life and you're, and you know, you know what I mean? I don't want
to. Yeah, that. Sure.
What
I mean, if you look at the prescription drugs that are legal right now, you'll find all kinds of people that can't work as a result, and they're on Medicare or Medicaid and that kind of thing. The taxpayer has to fund them. Certainly drugs have debilitating aspects to them. I'd say you're probably dealing with far fewer when it comes to recreational drugs, but that's just a speculation on my part. But I don't think that anybody should be responsible for anybody else's medical care. I don't think they should be responsible. I don't think you shouldn't have to pay for anything thing that anybody else's life costs to have.
I'm curious, Jesse, what is it as a self-described conservative, what is it that motivates you to take the full legalization position?
Well, I'll be honest with you. I used to be a cop. And the reason I got out of law enforcement is, I said, as far as drugs goes, I just saw it being a never-ending battle. And, you know, you lock people up, but then when they get ready, you know, when they get out of prison, there's nothing for them to do because, you know, they have a felony conviction, and so they can't go back to work and be productive citizens. And so it's like a never-ending cycle, you know what I mean?
Right,
a
self-perpetuating system. Hey, Jesse, I have to ask, now that you've said you're a former cop, are you also a member of Law Enforcement Against Prohibition?
I'm not familiar with Law Enforcement.
You owe it to yourself to check these guys out. You're going to love it. Leap.cc, LEAP.cc, that's their website, Law Enforcement Against Prohibition. It's a group of former state cops, local cops, DEA agents, former cops and investigators who had fought the war on drugs, and they've turned around, they've changed their minds, they've said, this is crazy, we've got to end this insanity, and they're speaking out. They go to, they have like a speakers panel where there's different law enforcement against prohibition people all across the country, so they're going to, you know, speak at church groups and Lions clubs and schools and wherever it is they can get a speaking engagement to bring the message of ending prohibition out to the masses. I think they would love to have you on board as either just a member or even perhaps a member of their speakers panel, because it's a great group of former cops who are doing the right thing now.
Okay, well, I'll look into it. I appreciate you letting me know about it. But,
definitely do that, yeah,
Leap. Leap.cc.
Go ahead. Okay, all right. But anyway, like I said, I think it's a ridiculous war that we're fighting, or not a war, but, you know, an enforcement.
Well, it is a war. It's a one-sided war, because if it were a real war, then there'd be another side fighting back. But it is a war against our friends and our family members, and as you pointed out, it's very counterproductive. It destroys people's lives even worse than the drug addictions do. Thank you for the call tonight, Jesse. I appreciate it. 855-450-FREE. Again, for those out there that maybe are also close to someone in law enforcement or are in law enforcement or formerly of law enforcement, Law Enforcement Against Prohibition. Check them out. They've got great stuff. That you can share with. Maybe you know somebody's in law enforcement. They've got good videos and information. Very persuasive. Hour 3 is next. It's Free Talk Live. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Get in the zone!
You can prolong the life of your engine and save by doing regular oil changes yourself. And AutoZone's here to help. Right now, get a 5-plus quart jug of Mobil Super conventional motor oil and an STP oil filter at the low price of only $15.99. See store for restrictions and details. If you've never done the job yourself, it's a good time to start. Change your oil on time and on your own with help from AutoZone. Parts are just part of what we do.
Get in the zone!
AutoZone.